State officials are apologizing for the way they've handled a plan to use an island in the Quabbin Reservoir in central Massachusetts as a breeding ground for endangered timber rattlesnakes. They say they're now looking at alternatives. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, a legislative hearing held near the reservoir yesterday brought out some strong opposition and showed what a major political issue rattlesnakes have become in that part of the state.
So few snakes, so many people, and so much going on. First came the apologies, beginning with the Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Matt Beaton.
I am sincerely sorry. In our quest to restore an endangered species, we failed to collaborate with some of our closest allies, and for that, I apologize.
Then came Commissioner George Peterson of the Department of Fish and Game.
We blew this terribly, absolutely terribly.
Apologies to the public, apologies to the communities, which will be the snakes' neighbors, however remote, and most especially apologies to lawmakers who complained of being blindsided by the rollout of Rattlesnake Island, which has generated lots of constituent calls and complaints. State Senator Ann Gobey says that's why she called the oversight hearings.
Basically because we weren't getting the answers. The first few hearings that were held, they were held by Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. It wasn't an opportunity for the entire members of the legislature to be able to ask those questions.
Now the tables were turned and the legislators could ask questions. The next 4 hours covered the mating habits, motion, range, reproductive life, swimming abilities, danger, population decline, and even the supply of anti-venom at area hospitals for those who might be bitten, even though the odds are called astronomically small.
This is a controversial issue,
announced Athol Selectman Anthony Briganti.
Nobody went to the coffee shops, to the barber shops, to the hairstyling salons to ask what the real people wanted.
So few snakes, so many grievances. Briganti called up the memory of how the Quabbin Reservoir came to be, when the legislative powers of Greater Boston chose to evict the citizens of four towns and flood them out to create its own supply of drinking water. Sharing anger and the mistrust about what they see as experiments and bureaucratic certainty, opponents of the rattlesnake colony view the project as a classic case of big government imposing venomous snakes on a small community. Local resident Matt Alden.
The one word that's all over this plan is stupid.
Why?
Because these are a poisonous snake that serve no purpose for being here, number one.
The designated refuge, Mount Zion, is an island with an asterisk, it having a causeway to the mainland. It is already off limits to the public. State biologist Thomas French, the director of the Rattlesnake Project, says the science is solid.
We're designing it in order to try to keep the snakes in a place where the public won't bother the snakes. We don't want the two to cross for the rattlesnake's sake.
But the argument about restoring rattlesnakes seems to rest outside of science and fact. Martha Knightley of Ware insists the issue was safety.
The probability of being bitten and dying by a snake?
I know.
It ranks up there with the threat of dying from your pajamas catching fire.
Well, I know that. But you know something? Sometimes that happens, doesn't it?
The size of the opposition is uncertain, but its intensity isn't. In what's an already odd election year, public opinion could turn Rattlesnake Island into a political issue. On that Joint Committee on the Environment, Natural Resources, and Agriculture sit two Democratic senators, both of them targeted by Republicans who consider them vulnerable. The committee chair, Ann Gobey, represents a red district and won her last election by 400 votes. Republican James Earhart, who says he's running against her, says she's too liberal, he's against rattlesnakes.
A vote for Gobey is a vote for rattlesnakes. I mean, it's been on her watch. Her committee oversees this department. Simple as that.
Are you confident in this project as it's been presented?
I'm not confident in the project. I never have been from the beginning.
Gobey says she's not convinced the Quabbin should be home to the rattlesnake colony, and she used the oversight hearings to advantage by going after the way in which the Baker administration put it forward. And the governor was apologizing, through his Secretary for Energy and the Environment.
Because we set up this hearing is the reason that the Secretary and the Governor agreed to form this working group.
That was indeed the upshot of the day, which was that announcement by Secretary Matt Beaton to form a public dialogue and a working group to analyze the merit, location, and timeline of the rattlesnake proposal.
Hopefully, once that process is described and the plan is described more effectively than what has been done in the past, that the public then sees the merits.
Such is the expressed hope that science and facts and dialogue will bring consensus and a new colony of rattlesnakes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.